Composer Johann Sebastian Bach was born on this date in 1685. His main achievement lies in his synthesis and advanced development of the primary contrapuntal idiom of the late Baroque, and in the basic tunefulness of his thematic material. He was able to successfully integrate and expand upon the harmonic and formal frameworks of the national schools of the time, German, French, Italian, and English, while retaining a personal identity and spirit in his large output. Bach is also known for the numerical symbolism and mathematical exactitude, which many people have found in his music. He spent the height of his working life in a Lutheran church position as both organist and music director. Much of his music is overtly religious, while many of his secular works admit religious interpretations on some levels. His large output of organ music is considered by some to be the greatest legacy of compositions for the instrument, and it is the measure by which all later efforts are judged. His other solo keyboard music is held in equally high esteem, especially for its exploration of the strictly contrapuntal fugue. His 48 preludes and fugues are still the primary means by which these forms are taught. His other chamber music is similarly lofty, the sets for solo violin and solo cello being the summits of the respective genres. Bach's large-scale sacred choral music is also unique in its scope and development. The St. John and St. Matthew Passions in B minor Mass led to the rediscovery of his music in the 19th century. His huge output of cantatas for all occasions is equally impressive. Finally, his large output of concerti includes some of the finest examples of the period, including the ubiquitous Brandenburg Concertos. On this date in 1949, Life magazine carried an article with accompanying photographs dealing with the conditions of Black education in West Memphis, Arkansas, which spent an average of $144.51 for each white child's education and $19.51 for the education of each Black child. Photographs revealed the crowded conditions in the Black school, which had been partially destroyed by fire. Some 310 students and their five teachers were squeezed into five rooms of the gutted building, and 370 more were packed into a one-room church. On September 27, 1949, a bond issue for a new Black school was defeated. Meanwhile, a new $300,000 facility for 900 white children had just opened. Not until 1971 did the first Black students graduate from Marion High School. Alcatraz Prison in San Francisco Bay was emptied of its last inmates on this date in 1963. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.